Woody was a sign painter, wasn't he?
Oh, he painted anything, everything. That's the way he traveled.
Tell us about the time he took you shopping in the Montgomery Ward store.
Ah, I bet. I got that drawn on his life in Pampa, Texas.
What's the story when he went shopping with you?
Well, he's been across town to visit us, and he got ready to go home. He just grabbed my hand and took me walking home with him. We got to the Montgomery Ward about halfway between our house and his house. Montgomery Ward was a big, new, modern store. Mm-hmm. We're walking, and I've got a big store and a big sign. I've drawn that on my art, and I show Woody and I on the sidewalk looking at all the clothes in the windows. And Woody said, "Tinkin, let's go in here and see if you might can find something you'd like."
That was his nickname for you, Tinkin.
Uh-huh. Very much so. In fact, I was Tinkin to everybody in Texas. Anyway, we get inside the store, and I find the sweater. I see that. I never forget anything. It was an olive green with lime green, two tones of green set in it. The clerk was helping me, and there was a little tam, just a little kind of a barrette tam, and it's exactly the same two tones of green. And she says, "Here, you need this to match your sweater." And Woody said, "Well, put the, you know."
Woody really looked after you as his little sister?
No, he didn't have to. I was a big girl. But he loved to be with me and entertain me. But not any, like, watching me, nothing, no.
Yeah.
I was too wild.
But he cared for you a lot.
Oh, my goodness, yes, yes, he did.
And you wrote a book about him, not a hardcover, but a paperback book, before Woody's Road came out.
You know what that was? It was really a program for the Smithsonian that was coming, and the Historical Society, I'm still upset about that. They took that program and printed it up and sell them for $8. It had three or four of my special stories. When they were trying to give me castor oil, that's one of my best stories. It's in that.
Can you tell us that castor oil story?
Yes. I'm full of them. Well, I had a flu, and the only thing they knew to give me was Epsom salts and castor oil. My stepmother brought the castor oil in, you know, and I was fighting it just like a cow being taken to slaughter. I wasn't about to take that. No. Well, I hit her hand somewhere or another, fighting her, and it knocked a spoon. I didn't know that a tablespoon of castor oil would cover the whole inside of the house. But it did. Anyway, Papa comes along. Mama gave up. Papa comes in, some orange juice. That would be real good. You could take this. Wasn't going to take that either. I didn't knock it out of his hand, but I didn't take it. Woody comes traipsing in. He could get me to do anything. I could lay my head on the block. That'd be fine. Anyway, he had a doll, and he did ventriloquism. He'd put on an act. "You take that castor oil like you're supposed to." And then he had talked for the doll, and he put on a performance, him trying to give that doll that castor oil. I want you to know he got me, I swallowed it just like a normal. I never have had any more since.
Well, let me ask about the book. Is that the book that the Oklahoma Historical Society published? Okay.
They call that a book.
Well, it's...
it's just a pamphlet. I think they're selling it for $8. Bob Blackburn is such a nice person.
Oh, yeah.
And don't do any good to make a friend if you're going to turn around and make them mad. So I won't say nothing about it. But they were more concerned about being ready for the Smithsonian when it came and thought, "Oh, this would be wonderful. We could print this up." And he had 1,000 copies made. And I didn't even know for a long time they were calling that a book.